Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you use us in ways that glorify your name. Let us always be open to your grace, and let us always be confident in your grace in our lives, that we may seek that everything we do glorifies your name so that others may be saved. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we have an interesting reading here on Friday. Well, actually, all our readings are interesting. But as you know, during Easter, the Acts of the Apostles is the book we use for the first reading. Now, normally, on weekdays, it is sometimes the Old Testament, sometimes the New Testament. And on Sundays, the first reading is always the Old Testament and always connects to the gospel somehow. Sometimes it's a very thin connection, but there's always connection to the gospel. And so, and during Easter, on the weekdays and on Sundays, the first reading is always from the Acts of the Apostles. Well, we have the famous story of Gamaliel. And what he's really talking about is discernment. And discernment is an important part of what we do as people of faith. And what that discernment is understanding that we believe we are being led by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, but we need discernment to understand whether or not we in fact are. So, for example, say I felt that the Holy Spirit was calling me to celebrate Mass for the English-speaking community at St. Anthony Parish in Spanish. Now, by the way, no one at St. Anthony Parish, it comes from a Hispanic-based country, Hispanic language-based country. So there's no one from Central America. Oh, actually, we do. We do have a couple people from, I think, Dominican Republic. So, but you know what I'm saying. The community, it's either Portuguese from Brazil that I speak, or I speak in English, obviously, to the other community, the English-speaking community. So let's just say suddenly the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I felt, and said I should do the Mass in Spanish. Well, I have to take that with discernment. Obviously, this has never happened, but I have to take that with discernment, because does it make any sense that I'm going to speak to the English-speaking community in Spanish if there isn't a word that they understand in Spanish? Well, no, it doesn't make any sense. So I have to take that with discernment. And one of the powerful things that I always remember is St. John of the Cross says that if God reveals something to you, ignore it. And if God reveals something to you and you are sure it came from God, ignore it. And if God reveals something to you and you are absolutely positive it came from God, ignore it. Because there's too big of a chance of deception. So he just says, ignore it. And if it is from God, it will come true. And, you know, you can act on it. So sometimes, you know, I feel in my prayer that maybe the Lord is giving me some insight or whatever. Well, I don't mention that to anyone unless I can discern that it all fits. And even if I do, I will mention it in a context where you would never know where it originates, and it would in fact meet Catholic teaching. So let me give you an example of that, which we see from the first reading. They are looking at this situation. There's this new group starting. It's this new way, they originally called it. And so these, what we would call today, Messianic Jews, are now following this man, Jesus. They're preaching the word of Jesus. This is after his resurrection. They're preaching about Jesus in synagogues. Remember, the Christian faith started in synagogues. And they're preaching this, and there are people trying to shut it down. And we know one of those persons was, of course, St. Paul. But they're trying to shut it down. And Gamaliel stands up to the Sanhedrin and says, oh, wait a minute. And he talks about some examples of people, of these little movements that started over time, and you know, they peter out. So he says, you know what, maybe this is from the Holy Spirit. And one way we can find out is these other groups, they started and everyone said that, you know, they were speaking for God, and we found out they weren't. And eventually the groups peter out. So if this group peters out, then we'll know it wasn't from the Holy Spirit. But if you are, in fact, working against God, then you know what? It's not going to work. You're going to find yourself fighting God himself. So what they did is they tried to discourage them continuing, but they ultimately realized, well, let's see what happens. And let's kind of see where this goes. And of course, the church has been around for 2,000 years. So that is a very clear indication that the apostles were, in fact, the leaders of the church as it had its foundation moment. And that, in fact, this movement that began with this man named Jesus, who they claim resurrect from the dead, who we believe did, in fact, resurrect from the dead, was in fact the work of God and the Holy Spirit. But one of the signs of that is in fact that the church is still around. And one of the signs that we always say in the Catholic Church that we know that is led by the Spirit is, and I don't mean this as a nasty comment, because every bishop and priest knows this, is it has a history of not being run all that well at times, and yet it's still here. And we always take that as no corporation could last as long as the church unless it was run by the Holy Spirit. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget, you can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can, the new thing I have, you can actually see the notes that I base my homily on. And then, of course, you can hear the homily when it comes out on Mondays at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And the archives of the show, you can also hear the homily here on Mondays. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can read the blog. Please consider joining our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about that powerful aspect of discernment, how we know the Holy Spirit is working in the church. And that was the whole thing that comes out of this reading from the Acts of the Apostles. You know, Gamaliel is saying, Gamaliel is saying, hey, you know, you could be working against God here. Maybe this is a real movement. So the discernment comes in, and discernment is so essential, and we need the tools of discernment, and that's what the church is all about, the tools of discernment. That's what the bishops are actually there for, to help us discern whether or not this is the work of God. Now, you know, there are people that will come up, and they'll say, I feel God is telling me something, and, you know, I'll talk to them about it, and you don't know. But you kind of look at, see, does it match Catholic teaching? Does it match the teaching of the church? Does it match the history of the church? And so I know there was a evangelical preacher in the early days of the charismatic movement in his evangelical church. And, of course, we would call that Pentecostalism in the evangelical church. He wasn't a big fan of the Pentecostal movement, but he said that this person came to the church. He says, you always have to do things with discernment. Now, remember, this is not a Catholic. This is a evangelical. And a person came to his church and said, I have a prophecy that I feel I need to say? And he says, you know, the first thing that was the red flag for him was normally prophecy doesn't work that way. Prophecy is usually more spontaneous. So he said, okay. And the first thing the person said was in his prophecy was, you have to leave all your churches and turn away. And he knew this wasn't of God. And he says, no, that's not of God. Why? Because it doesn't match the entire tradition of the church. Now, as Catholics, we believe in scripture and tradition. Now, like, for example, the evangelicals listening may say, well, we believe in scripture, but we don't believe in tradition. Not to the same level, but you clearly do. And I'm going to say why. If someone came into your church and says, you have to leave all your churches, that's not what Jesus wants, you'd realize that was not of God. So why? Because you have a tradition of being in churches. So you can see how that works. And you would say the same thing to this guy. Sorry, that's not an authentic prophecy. Have yourself a good day. So it's important to understand, anytime you may hear something, even from the altar, that if it doesn't match Catholic teaching, then it's not authentic teaching to follow. So if I were to come around and say to you something on Catholic teaching, let me think of an example. If I come to say to you is that God says we no longer have to go to church on Sunday outside of the COVID. I mean, we don't have to go to church on Sunday right now until this COVID issue passes. But if it's saying you never have to go to church ever again on Sunday, you can just be by yourself and pray to me all by yourself. This is what God's saying. I would recognize that is not authentic teaching. It doesn't match anything that follows the teaching of the church. And that's how I would know. If I wasn't a priest, I was a lay person sitting in the pew, and I'd go, that's not correct. And there are many good, solid lay people who may hear something from the altar and say, I'm sorry, that's not correct. That's incorrect. It happens. You know, I mean, it happens. And if you ever heard anything from me that you don't think is Catholic teaching, I would want you, I would expect that you would call me up and say, hey, Father, I'm not so sure about that. We'll talk about this on Monday. Have yourself a blessed weekend.
We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at catholicaudiomedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms, and also you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at catholicaudiomedia.com, catholicaudiomedia.com.
In Cristo vivimos.